Your hosts, Sal Mondrone and George Tompkins, our special guest this afternoon, Dom D'Elia. And what's up next, Dom?
Okay, from Los Angeles, California, from 1959, on a label called Robell, R-O-B-E-L-L, number 1001, Billy Watkins and the unnamed vocal group with a very nice rendition of a song called I'm Somebody's Love.
I know that I'm somebody's love, darling. I know I'm somebody's love.
Somebody's love.
Time you start. the party started.
Tune to 90.7 FM WFUV, Fordham University, New York.
Man.
You crack me up.
You tickle me when you kiss me on the neck. Oh, my soul.
Oh, good God.
Oh, hey.
My heart is turning upside down. My head is spinning like a merry-go-round. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee. Well, look what you're doing to me.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to hugging,
yeah,
you're the best.
You crack me up.
Feel my eyes full of tears.
You crack me up.
Now when it comes to kissing, girl, you can't be beat.
You crack me up.
I get the crazy feeling from my head to my feet.
You crack me up.
Something else.
You crack me up.
Oh, but look
You crack me up.
Yeah.
Okay, from the collection of Dom D'Elia. Dom is going to tell us, I think we heard about six or seven in a row. We want to get everything in this afternoon, so we're trying to keep the chatter down. Dom, what did we hear?
Okay, the last thing we heard was Poor Orphan Boy by Keith Alexander and the Dukes on the Gemini label. That's Gemini 901 from Los Angeles, California, 1960. Before that, a very interesting song by the King Crooners on the Heart label. Heart number 1002 from Birmingham, Alabama, called Lonely Nights. Before that, on the Munrab label, this is Charlie Baker and the Marvells, You Crack Me Up. That's from Hollywood, California, 1960. Before that, an unreleased version of Hello by the Nutmegs on Herald label, recorded for Herald, not released until a Relic CD, Relic CD number 7039, entitled When You Dance. That's the name of the CD. Of course, the Nutmegs from New Haven, Connecticut. And we started off, of course, with the Cos D label, You're Laughing at Me, by the Knockouts, Cos D number 1003. That record is from Rocky River, Ohio, believe it or not, from 1959. And the first record in that set was Billy Watkins and a group on the Robel label from Los Angeles, California, 1959.
Okay, all rare material. You are listening to the R&B Group Harmony Review right here on WFUV. Your hosts this week, Sal Mondrone and George Tompkins. Like to say hello to the Patella family, Al Patella, Lisa, and Donna. And Al, please don't fall off the ladder. He's watching us, actually listening to us. If he was watching and he saw Snap ahead, he'd get sick.
Right.
He's listening to us, and he's up on a ladder painting. And if maybe you sound better than you look, Mike.
Possibility.
Well, anyway,
I like his
that's right. You know,
Other name.
His other name. Right. Okay.
The loyal. You know.
Sir Nobbington.
Right.
Sir Nobbington Q. Boldybean.
Right. Yes, Sir Nobbington.
Well, that's right. His benighted name.
That's right.
But him. But Mike, being a modest man,
right,
he doesn't like to throw his title around.
Is he going to utter a few words?
Yes, Mike is going to. Will you introduce the next a few records?
Naturally.
All right.
Get up to the mic. Not too close. Your nose will hit it. But hey. Go ahead,
I don't
Mike.
Know who's funny, you or George. Anyway, the next set is going to be four records. The first record will be Gone by the Galahads on Rendezvous. That's out of Hollywood, California. That'll be followed by A Fool's Understanding by the Starlighters on Nugget. And everything on this label is odd, so don't be surprised when you hear this if you haven't heard it already. That's out of Tampa, Florida, 1960. And that'll be followed by If I Were King by the Globelighters on Van Dyke, number 601, out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Truly odd record. I don't think many people are going to know this record at all. And lastly, the set will close with Story of My Life, Barbara Joy, with a group, on UCS, number 101, out of New York City.
And seriously, I like to dedicate the Barbara Joy record to Sweet Olson, because he had a record shop out in Hempstead, and that's where Mr. Vindola and I found a few copies of that.
Well, you know what UCS was, right?
No.
I think that was your friend Ben Smith. That was another label he owned, right?
Possibly. I'm not sure. I know so. Tarks and Extra, et cetera. Why don't we get to this right now, George, because I want to get all this material in. Roll it.
You my dear darling, I love you. And darling, no matter how far away you are, I want you to know the spark of love is still burning strong in my heart. Whoa!
Baby. together, the soul. same old thing. Things I swore I'd never do. Things like falling in love with you. Here I go again. Knocking at your front door. The one thing I pray that I would never, never do no more. I make a vow to forget you. I'm falling in love with you. Oh, so madly in love with you. Head over heels in love with you.
Okay, you listen to about seven or eight records in a row, probably some of the rarest material you'll hear anywhere. And Dom, why don't you run through what we heard?
Okay, starting with where Mike Boghossian left off with The Story of My Life by Barbara Joy on UCS. We followed that with That's My Girl, a song by Raleigh McGill and an unnamed group on a label called Chelsea from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's Chelsea 531 from 1960.
Oh, that was great.
That was followed by My Guardian Angel by the Marvels. This is the Tammy number 1019 version, the Tammy label from Youngstown, Ohio. We followed that with Here I Go Again, another oddball record on a label called Sonora from Los Angeles, California, from 1961, by an artist named Lee Tillman. And that was followed by, I guess you're going to have to forgive my indulgence here, She Belongs to Me by Prince Preston and the Glitters on the Congressional label from about 1961. I believe that's a New York City label.
Unbelievable material. Listen, we want to move right along, but we have to say hello to some nice people here. First of all, Mike Bauer, hello to you. And he's soon to be a suburbanite, huh?
Yeah, a suburbanite home-owning commuter. Yes, sir.
What do you do? Sell his record collection.
Former chauffeur and personal valet to Dominic.
Yes, he took Ken Abruzzi's job.
And Vietnam veteran.
Johnny Q, a new listener from Far Rockaway. I think we're astounding this gentleman with some of the sounds that we've been playing this afternoon.
Also, we'd like to thank Mitch Rosalski and Gordon Skadberg and Sandy from Chelsea, who says Dom is doing a terrific show, and hi to Louis Silvani.
Okay, yes, hello to Louis Silvani. And by the way, that last 8 record set I'd like to dedicate to my wife, Susan, whom I haven't mentioned all day long.
And I would like to thank my wife, Louise, for answering the phones and writing down all these nice little things.
It's very difficult to answer the phones here when you have an annoying piece of garbage calling over and over again.
Right.
Okay, moving right along. Hopefully we'll be able to get these all in. I don't know if it's going to be possible, but...
But...
What we have here is a label called Randy. It's a Detroit label from the early 60s. And I wanted to feature 3 records on this label, but we're going to see how far we get along with this. We don't have that much time left. This one is from 1962 from Detroit. It's produced by Andre Williams. It's by Gary Kay and an unnamed group, and it's called When. No, excuse me. I'm one record ahead of myself.
Well, excuse
me. I couldn't get through one of these shows without doing something.
That's
like
quite all right. Just run right through it.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to start off with Charles Baker.
Oh.
On Fury, another Charlie Baker record.
I know this record.
This is from number 1049, New York City label, called Darling, Here You Are. And George, what was that?
I used to own this record, and as a matter of fact, Charles Baker sounds a lot like Henry Austin.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Well, then play it.
Argyle.
Done.
Mr. Millionaire.
Oh, no, no. Deep in my heart, there's a story.
Wow. You know, we started listening and we weren't even paying attention here. Some very great and very rare records from the collection of Dom DeLea. What do we hear, Dom?
Okay, the last thing we heard was by The Counts on a label called Sunset 102. That's from Athens, Georgia, from 1962.
Oh, my God.
Before that, Deep in My Heart by Kenny Smith on the Fraternity label. That's a Cincinnati, Ohio label. Fraternity number 934. Before that, Gary Kay on Randy from Detroit with an unnamed group. And we start that off with Charles Baker on Fury.
Okay, once again, you're listening to the R&B Group Harmony Review right here on WFUV. Your hosts every week, Neil Hirsch, Dan Romanello, George Tompkins, and yours truly, Sal Mondrone. And, George, you want to do a quick dedication?
Right. We'd like to thank Bill Spangenberger for calling. He says his Argyles in Cleveland are dust.
Ah, in other words, we're killing them.
Right.
Yeah, well, we have to give a definitely large, we owe a debt of gratitude to Mr. DeLea, because I have been collecting records about 105 years, and I haven't heard half of this stuff.
And we do thank him, but unfortunately, he did have to bring this other thing with him. But maybe next time you'll come along, Dom.
Yeah.
He's probably one of the most, he has probably the strongest backbone of anybody I've ever met.
Right.
To take all of this abuse.
just an all-around good fish. Go ahead,
Okay,
Dom.
Anyway, continuing with the Randeed label from Detroit, Michigan. This is Joyce Kennedy and the Adventurers on Randy from 1962. This is really quite interesting. It's called How Old Is Old?
How old is old?
Get in time, and you can have her, take her, 'cause really,
Okay, sorry for that technical problem before, but I guess we were playing such good records, we just smoked the board up. Dom, you better quickly tell us what we heard and what we didn't hear.
The last thing we played was She's All Right by Jackie Wilson with an unnamed group on the Brunswick label. That's from 1964. Definitely a soul-era rendition. Before that, an oddball record from the Baytown, Texas area from 1963 on a label called Gem, G-E-M, number 10, The Satans. That one was called What a Fool. Prior to that, we had Francis Burr and the KJ Trio on the Salem label, Salem number 191 from Chicago, 1962. That's called I'll Make a New World. And the first record in that set was I Don't Mind, by the Adventurers on the Randy label. Randy number 106 from 1962. That's a Detroit, Michigan group.
Dominic, I want to thank you very quickly, and I want to thank you very much for coming up here today. The material was absolutely excellent. Sorry for that technical problem, but I dropped the clipboard. Big deal.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. On behalf of all of us that do the R&B group Harmony Review, this is George Tompkins along with Sal Mondrone saying good afternoon. Thank you all for listening.
See you next week.
See you next week at 3 o'clock.